This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I got a phone call from my daughter saying she was hit and she was bleeding in her arm and she was going to pass out. And just come and get her and help her and call the cops and help. And she was just afraid and it was just tragic.
All right, stories like that abound, and that's in light of what happened in Orlando in a nightclub. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sad to break the news. I know you all know this by now, the ugly reality of what we deal with in the situations of living in a free country, I suppose, but there is no rhyme, reason, or sense to this heinous crime. Here's what's happened, and here's what we do know. A shooter goes into a nightclub, a gay nightclub in Orlando. He lives in Fort Pierce. He makes a drive, goes there. He's suspected of killing the 50 people, of course, and injuring 53 inside this nightclub. Omar Mateen is his name. He's 29 years old. He made that drive about 120 miles, give or take. That's the two different areas. He was employed by a security firm since 2007. He worked for them as a licensed security officer, so he has a firearms license. He was killed by police after a hostage situation at the nightclub. The FBI was aware of him. They became aware of him in 2013 after he made what they called inflammatory comments to coworkers. So they investigated the situation. They interviewed witnesses. They did surveillance. He was interviewed twice. FBI was unable to verify the substance of the comments, so the case was closed. They didn't say much about those comments that concerned the coworkers. But then a year later, he gets on the FBI's radar again because of an association with Monar Mohammed Absalasha, who was an American who grew up in Florida and carried out a suicide bombing attack in Syria, but they determined that the contact was minimal and the case was closed. So Mateen wasn't under investigation, had no record for any of that, just what I just mentioned to you, but that obviously changed. However, he was killed, gunned down outside of that nightclub. And they were definitely looking at him for terror ties. There's no question about that. The process now is identifying the people who were killed. Imagine being a first responder for a second. Imagine, first of all, what that job is like. And we've had many on this show. I've introduced you to many of those people, including so many from 9/11. But imagine that's your job. Seemingly, it's a sleepy Saturday night into a Sunday morning. And nothing's happened, thank goodness. Then you get the call. You go out. You're at this nightclub, and you realize there's so much blood, so much carnage, so much of a nightmare all around you that you have to ask people, please raise your hand or say you're alive if you're alive. Yell out, call out, because we got bodies everywhere. So they were just trying because they knew people were seriously injured. So they needed to find those people that were still alive and get them to the hospitals. So now this is definitely our deadliest shooting. Deadliest shooting. And an ex-wife came forward and said he was scary, he was creepy, he was ill. And she was rescued by her family and taken away from Florida where she lived with him because she was in fear for her life because he would come home and just beat her for no reason. And because of that, she left. They had met online. He remarried, had a three-year-old son, no less. And whatever it was, even the imam at the mosque that he attended said he was just quiet. He didn't say much of anything. So the pieces of the puzzle are coming together slowly. Let's put it that way. lots of reaction all over the place, from Orlando to the rest of the country. I always say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, and the buzz in the backyard happens to be this because it is so horrific, so senseless, and I think all of us are trying to wrap our minds around what we thought, sadly, could happen with a lone terrorist. And this guy's a lone terrorist, lone wolf terrorist. They don't have anything really hardcore on him tied to anyone else except for 9/11. He calls and says, you know, pledges his allegiance basically to ISIS. Grim, you get the first crack at this, so to speak. Hello.
It is. It's disgusting.
It is.
I shut it all down 6 o'clock this morning because it was disgusting. I mean, and it's disgusting the way it's being handled, Kate.
I know.
I mean, I could give you the religious background. I can give you all the sites that I said here and typed up on the Bible. And, it, you know, because my belief, you know, it just boils down to, you know, I'm not righteous enough to make a judgment call.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And my biggest fear is the reason why I shut down this morning the news is because how they were outlining this, you know, because they want to stop us from having guns. They want to control us. You know what I mean? This media wants to get rid of guns. I mean, it's the same thing with all this automation. I mean, you talk to somebody about automation, you know, Uber cars and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think of the movie Hunger Games, you know.
Mm.
They're controlling the masses. You know, because by computer they can, you know, cause a mass accident thing, you know, that limits life itself. But what's really getting me is that, is this media control. And it's not really the worst, because let's look at Timmy McVeigh. Although it's the worst shooting,
yeah.
But, you know, I mean, Timmy McVeigh did worse. And what scares me the most, because all this is, you know, is disgusting enough, but it doesn't really scare me as much as the worst thing that ever occurred that people don't look at and our own government did. And that's Kent State.
Oh, yeah, terrible.
That's where the National Guard shot protesting
yes.
college students.
Yeah.
And it ain't even got hot yet this summer, Kate.
Oh, I know. And then when it gets hot, you know what happens, yes.
I mean, the last 2 weeks in July and the first 2 weeks in August, it's going to be the heat of the summer.
I know.
With politics and the way things are going and this current political regime we have and what they've allowed to come into this country that we can't vet and don't know about.
Man, that's bad. That's terrible. That should not happen.
So, I mean, you know, this is what's bothering me. Is this the where we're headed to? In
yeah.
all honesty, where we're headed to
yeah.
for future for the children.
Exactly. I always say that, and you agree with me. It's about the people behind us.
Yeah, because we're straying. And if Donald's going to do it right, he needs Michelle Bachmann behind him, because she's going to stand up. People, go out and listen to her interview with Janet Morrell from AFN. A 6-hour interview, and she lays out everything that needs to be done, and it is correct. It's based upon morality.
I'll have to go and listen to that, but it is just unbelievable what's happening, and it's true. Then we turn to guns automatically. So there's a lot of discussion about that. There's a lot of discussion about hate crime. There's a lot of discussion about lone wolf terrorists. See you in a few.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, insurance company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
To like donate blood, hoping like nothing happened to him, and I just received news from my girlfriend that my friend and her cousin just passed away in this terror attack.
We heard a lot of stories like that. If you've listened to any of the coverage, terrible, out of Orlando, you want to react, you certainly can. As I mentioned, there are some, I think, hysterical rantings going on. There is also immediately the grab for guns. There is also the grappling with what direction are we headed in when it comes to terrorism. There's also the conversation about what needs to be done as far as lone wolf terrorists. And boy, oh boy, I mean, you know, senseless, senseless, senseless. What a massacre. What a outrageous, sickening, sad couple of days it's really been for the people in and around Orlando. And more details are starting to come out about the massacre. As I mentioned, the ex-wife saying he was mentally ill, he was sick, off his rocker, beat her, all that kind of stuff. So she's stunned that that happened, but said it was a horrific life and she couldn't wait to get out of it, that he had a very short temper. He worked for this company for a pretty long time, had a few incidents, but nothing major anyway that they nailed him on or got rid of him for. So there's still those questions, but the FBI had actually questioned him. It's too bad they didn't have a link into the computer systems to realize that connection. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
Okay. My condolences to all those that have been killed and to their families. I'm terribly sorry. This is a sad day for America. It truly is.
It is.
I'm not going to go into my usual rant about Muslims. I'm just going to let that slide. Now, I'm going to try to give you a little levity and change the subject just a little bit. The Ten Commandments. The real reason that we can't have the Ten Commandments posted in a courthouse is this. You can't post, "Thou shalt not steal," "Thou shalt not commit adultery," "Thou shalt not lie," in a building full of lawyers, judges, and politicians. It creates a hostile work environment.
You think?
Duh.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I'm going to pass it on to some lawyers I know.
You be my guest. You tell me you got it from Dan.
I love it. It's hilarious.
To Jack and all of those that, and Graham and all who wish to comment, remember one thing. We are all Americans. We all stand for the truth and the values that we've been taught. And we want everyone to live. And I'm afraid that this is not going to be a one of. Since this man pledged his loyalty to ISIS and he killed over 50 people, some of them gay, some of them straight.
Yep.
That this is going to be a marker for the next one that goes out to see what he can do to further the cause of ISIS and those that believe that only through their indoctrination and domination with their religious beliefs that they can control us and make us live in fear. We are Americans. We have faced fear many times and won time and time again. We win because we are the United States of America and the United People of America. God bless America and all those that have been taken from us.
Well said. Well said, Dan. Thank you. Absolutely. God bless America is right. And we have faced some terrible atrocities and bounced back from it. And that's the thing to remember, as has been echoed, to not allow this to take your judgment away by what's happened here in Orlando, which is, again, just a horrific, horrific event. I mean, there are no ways to put this into words other than to say, you know, there were straight people in the club, there were gay people in the club, there were all kinds of people in this club. It was really a gathering spot. You know, when you just have that place in a community that's just wide open and it doesn't matter, conservative, liberal, whatever you are, forget the whole labels. It just was that kind of place. And that's why word is trickling in and shocking a lot of people when they're hearing somebody they know is on that list of people who were killed. And in thinking about it, and in thinking about just how precious life is, and to have somebody take that away from you in that way is just an unjustified, undeniably heinous, horrific, horrible, horrible thing. And there is no justice here, because of course he gets gunned down. Of course he goes out in a hail of gunfire. And that's it. So there's vigils, there's thoughts about the people, there's discussions, but it doesn't, in the end, it doesn't help the people who are left with the why question, why? It's the worst, 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 worst feeling in the world. Why me? Why blindsided that way? Why my son? Why my daughter? Why my friend? Ugh. And the fact that he was questioned by the FBI twice is disheartening, isn't it? Because they did what they could do legally, you know, talk to witnesses, flush it out as much as they could, but you can't hold someone unless you have something hardcore. They did surveillance, and he was fine until he wasn't fine, and at that moment he wasn't being surveilled. He wasn't on the radar enough. And that's it. And because he wasn't, and because they didn't catch it, look what happens. But how would they have caught it after they do the investigation and have nothing? And boy, I'll tell you what, the shootings, they describe it as sounding like rolling thunder, and I bet it sounded like rolling thunder, because when you hear gunfire, it isn't like anything you've heard. It is like a firecrackery sound, but the sound at the end of what happened there was an unbelievable sound, as I have now heard that several times. By the way, mayors and police chiefs of wherever you're listening to me have really beefed up security in big metro areas. I noticed it in Dallas a bit since what happened in Orlando. In Los Angeles, they really beefed up security in a lot of different neighborhoods because Omar Mateen pledged allegiance to the Islamic State during that 911 call. It led to, you know, even the gunman's father talked to NBC News and said that he had expressed anti-gay sentiments as well. So that led to this beefed up security. Bill de Blasio, the mayor in New York, said that they had no credible threats against the city or LGBT, but that they have been placed on high alert. And that's what they normally do, so they were just doing it. The same thing in places like Chicago. They were increasing patrols in the north side, and including in the Boys Town area, one of the nation's largest and oldest LGBT enclaves, they would call it. They said they were paying special attention to those areas out of an abundance of caution, really not knowing the pure motivation behind this at all. As I said, we're going to be talking about this and hearing about this for the next couple of days, and believe it or not, there were a few other events that took place during the day, and I'll make sure that we get you caught up on that. Plus, we've got a mailbag coming up. A lot of you sent me emails after finding out about what happened and wanting to react to the shooting. And we'll do that. I'll take many of those. And in fact, I talked about this was the second shooting in Orlando. Christina Grimmie, who was 22 years old, who was a singer who was kind of making a name for herself. She was on the show The Voice. She was killed at a concert in Orlando that she was giving. She stood at a fan meet or greet. Somebody came up to her. Kevin Loibley came up to her and shot her, and she died in the hospital 5 hours later. Sadly, her brother was with her and witnessed the whole thing, but he may have saved some lives as he tackled him as he was, you know, taking himself out. Oh, my, oh, my. Hang with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Just to see my baby. My baby, my baby. And of course I'll do anything for her. Anything she wants. Show her, honey. Show her. Got a short mouth. A short
time
tongue.
For another one of those. Your business. Brenda Musa joins us, and boy, she is on a quest to change something that's very, very difficult, I think, for so many moms out there when they find themselves, you know, they're traveling around, they're just running down out to go grab lunch with somebody, they're going to a museum, and you've got a small child, and you're changing diapers. And there have been all these stories about what's found on those changing tables. Some of us, if you don't have children or you have grown children, you know what it's like. You go by them and you see them and you think, oh, that looks terrible. And if I had a small child, grandchild, niece, nephew, or somebody with me where I had to change a diaper, I can't imagine even using that space. So, Brenda, did I accurately cover that? Is this what's happening to so many people?
It is, and unfortunately, it's happening more frequently than what we'd want it to. And on top of that, you also have issues with dads not even finding changing stations to even begin to look at them to see if they're worth changing their child on.
Oh, so that's a good one. So
right.
Because there are a lot of men that sometimes are the care, they're in charge of child care,
mm-hmm.
Or it's a day where dad has the baby. It's something
right.
that we don't think about in this country, right? Because he's not going to go in the woman's room.
Right. And also same-sex parents, right? If
yeah.
it's a gay couple that has a child, where are they going to change them?
Wow. I'm surprised more people haven't, talked about this. So you saw this as an opportunity to create a product, do something different. What is it you're trying to do?
So we saw it as an opportunity based on experience, right? We have two we have twin 2.5-year-old boys, and through the course of just our day-to-day lives of changing diapers, we came across too many situations where there either were changing stations, but they were filthy, or if there, you know, there weren't changing stations, and we ended up having to go to the car. 19 degrees, it's raining, it's snowing, and we just said, something's got to give. We couldn't find anything, so we decided to make it. And our goal is to, for this to be in everybody's diaper bag so that they don't run into those situations and they're not exposed to some of the bacteria and viruses and E. coli and even drug residue.
Yeah, so tell us about Change and Go. Tell us what it is.
It is a portable diaper changing station that hangs from public bathroom stall walls or doors. You can change your child in the privacy of a stall. And then when you're done with it, you can pack it up and put it in your diaper bag and go on about your way.
So what's been the reaction to creating this product? What have you heard from people around you?
Well, the first thing we did is we did a product innovation research study where we surveyed 411 parents of two-year-olds or younger, and 89% of them said if it existed, we'd buy it. So that was our first sign that, yeah, people wanted it. And while we've been going through the creation of it, we've had a lot of parents try our prototypes, and they have loved it. Everybody we've talked to has loved it. They say it's going to make a big difference in the issue with no changing stations in restrooms. And so we're excited about it. Everybody's been very positive about it.
Okay, as somebody who's now turned into a mompreneur, I love that term. When you and I like the fact you did, you know, 411 parents, and you listened to what they had to say. What was the most difficult part of creating this, coming up with this?
I think the most difficult part has been waiting. Waiting for designs to be done, waiting for prototypes to be built, waiting until we could get our hands on the next level of the product so we could try it and get parents to try it and see what the response is. That's been the hardest. And then really, just the whole process of business. I was a therapist prior to this, so running a business was entirely foreign to me other than my own private practice. So I've had to learn a lot about investor decks and spreadsheets and finances of running a business and business licenses and patents and trademarks. So it's been a fast and furious learning curve for me.
I like that, investor deck, spreadsheets, and that was smart, though. You jump into that, and you have to know that, right? So you look around you, you take a business class, you talk to people, and we live in a great age of people sharing that kind of knowledge, thank goodness. But there is a learning curve, isn't there?
It's huge, and, you know, you got to learn fast. Thank goodness for Google and Yahoo and all those search engines that allow you to pull up information so that you can self-educate yourself. And then thank goodness for people around us that have become good advisors for us that are successful business people that can help us and direct us.
Have you ever thought about taking the product and going on Shark Tank? I bet you a lot of people suggested that to you.
Almost everybody that we talked to have suggested that. And honestly, we are avid Shark Tank watchers. We watch it every Friday night, and we make lists of questions that they've asked. And it's always been our expectation and dream that we would be on there. So there's no doubt in our mind we will at least get to audition for them. And, you know, hopefully the future's bright for that.
Yeah, no kidding. Because what would be the ultimate, I mean, if you were, and obviously I can tell you're driven and you have big ideas, what would be the ultimate goal, Brenda, for this product?
You know, originally we planned to make it, get it in every parent's hand, and then turn around and have an exit strategy in 3 years. That's a new term I learned. But as we've gone, we've had people tell us, you know, this could be a brand. You could really make some interesting products for parents on the go. So we're actually looking at making this a long-term business and branding, doing some branding on some products and see how it goes.
I love it. Okay, one of the things that you're doing is you're doing a Kickstarter campaign, right?
Yes.
So tell me about that.
So Kickstarter, for those that haven't had anything to do with it, it's an all-or-nothing type of campaign platform, which means we set a financial goal, which was $29,000, and people pledge rewards based on different levels of buying the product. If we reach our goal, then we get all those funds, which will be strictly used for manufacturing and packaging and distribution. If we don't reach our goal, then we don't get anything, and people don't have to pay. So our goal is $29,000. We're on our way there, and we definitely want to encourage people to take a look at it. You can get the product for almost half price, especially coming up this Father's Day weekend. We're going to have a great sale for Father's Day. So we're helping people go to Kickstarter and give it a chance.
Okay, so go to Kickstarter.com projects and look for Baby Change and Go, right? Is that how they find it?
Correct. Correct. And if they'll watch starting Friday night at about 7 p.m., they'll see that the product will open up a couple of rewards for the product being half price.
All right, love it. Brenda Musa, thanks so much. Appreciate you coming on this version of It's Your Business.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Wow, what an interesting idea. Doesn't it get you thinking and get you kind of excited about, first of all, two different things, because from the business aspect, as she mentioned, talking about spreadsheets, exit strategies, learning things that she had to learn, making that jump from therapist to now running a business. And that's such a cautionary tale, because a lot of people assume that I'm successful at this, and I'm going to dive into this, and you don't know the things that you don't know about running that kind of a business. And you know, you think about the stories, and I have seen it when I was taking my nephew around. These changing tables were absolutely awful, so of course I always went to the car. And she's right, it would be raining, snowing. I can remember a time at the Jersey Shore where poor Owen, I was just struggling to try to get him into the back seat of the car, because there was no way I was going to use the changing table that we had come upon, let's put it that way. And then there's these wild, wicked stories about terrible bacteria that's on the changing tables, and even some that have really scared us, where they've talked about drug paraphernalia and other materials that they found on these tables. And the other point I thought that was so interesting and may resonate with many of you listening is the fact that you have a lot of men that are with, I've seen a lot of guys with, I know, their grandchildren, and they're helping out their daughter, their son, their daughter-in-law, son-in-law, whatever, and a lot. I've seen that happen a lot. I've seen that at parks. So imagine they're in charge, and they've got to do the changing thing, but they have no place great to change them, and they're chasing around maybe a couple of really young ones, toddlers, who have diapers, and that's got to be incredibly frustrating. I think this product really has a phenomenal chance to go somewhere, because I think it is a very, very big problem. And I know some of you listening who also have had children can totally relate to this. Think of even years ago, if you were lucky, if you could even find a changing table. But what do you do? What do you do if you're that guy that has no place to change the baby or the youngster that's in diapers? The answer is just what I said. You're doing this in the back seat. You're trying to figure out a place where you can have a surface that you can do it, and they're wiggling around. And I mean, it really is and has to be pretty challenging for people out there who find themselves just in the hairy carriness of it all, in the middle of it, in the middle of the chaos, figuring out, what do I do? And, you know, how dangerous, how brutal are these public restroom changing tables to begin with? So it's kind of a twofold thing. You know, this is when you think of products, this is what you do when you start to look at the reality. There is a good, this is why I think this has a good chance, because the reality is this is a problem that needs to be solved for so many people. Good stuff. Brenda Musa, and we wish them the best on their Kickstarter campaign. Hang with us.
Be Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A girl's best friend. You remember that old song, Carol Channing? I think was the first one to do it. But regardless, I know you've heard the song. I don't care if you're 15 or if you're 80. So I like diamonds. I know some of you certainly have been shopping for diamonds, some of you guys that listen to this show. But how about pure-grown diamonds? Have you heard about pure-grown diamonds? And what does that mean? I think there's a confusion about what it means. And what's interesting is diamond production is going through the roof. They're talking about where it will actually scale up to. So it's perfect to have TJ Walker on with us. He's a spokesperson for Pure Grown Diamonds. And TJ, I guess that's the first question. If I say that to someone, they're like, oh, so that means pure grown, you must grow them in a lab. Am I right? How does that work?
Yes, they're grown in a laboratory. You start with a diamond seed, which is made of pure carbon. Oh. It's put in a greenhouse. It grows for 9 to 12 weeks, and then you cut the diamond, you polish it, you mount it, and it can get on your finger or your ear. It takes about 9 months from concept until you're wearing it. Here's the thing that I didn't even realize until I started working with the company. These are genuine diamonds. These are type 2A diamonds. Only 2% of all diamonds have that classification. So they're incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, you know, and when you, as what you just described, that process, what is the difference between a natural process, because that's going to be an obvious question, versus what you just described with the lab-grown process?
Well, there are a couple of big differences, but think of it this way. If someone gives you a beautiful lily or a beautiful rose, do you know if it was made in a greenhouse or in someone's backyard? Mm-hmm. They're both roses and lilies, and they can both be beautiful. So at some level, a diamond is a diamond. Now, there are some important differences. Number one, these are eco-grown, because the problem with mined diamonds, according to Frost and Sullivan, an international consulting firm, is there's 7 times the damage to the environment in a mined diamond. Think of mines and digging all the dirt,
water,
and the air pollution. The other big issue, frankly, is all the social issues. Lab-grown diamonds are socially sustainable. A mined diamond, don't listen to me, listen to someone like Amnesty International. They've disclosed how so much of mined diamonds goes to fund civil wars, tyrants, child labor. Places like the Philippines, you have 11-year-olds forced to dive 60 feet deep with just a tube in their mouth, and kids die from this.
It's awful. It's awful. And I think a lot of people saw, you know, if you saw the movie, what was it called, Blood Diamonds, that whole story. I mean, I know it's a movie, but it brought out a lot of what you're talking about, where some people weren't realizing what was going on with the mined diamonds.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people are asking themselves, especially millennials, if you're trying to, you know, put a spotlight on a major event in your life, starting a marriage with someone, for example, why not do that with something that symbolizes love and peacefulness and something good for the environment, instead of something that involves destruction to the environment and destruction to people? The third big difference between mined diamonds and lab-grown diamonds is lab-grown diamonds are typically 30% less expensive, 30 to even 40%. So if you're getting a typical sort of 1-carat engagement ring, a mined diamond might be $5,000. A lab-grown diamond is going to be more like $3,000. That's a couple thousand dollars more for a honeymoon or a down payment for a house or a car or any other big expense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a big difference, because you think of the markup on mined diamonds. So here's another question some would ask, I would think. You know, my brother used to joke that he'd see some women with huge diamonds, and he said, you know, you could cut someone's cheek with that. But how durable are the lab-grown diamonds compared to the mined diamonds?
There is literally no difference, because, again, they're both genuine diamonds. It's 99.95% pure carbon. It's 99.9% devoid of nitrogen. If you take it to a jeweler or a gemologist and they look at it underneath one of those glass things, they cannot tell the difference. Again, think of it as someone brings you beautiful roses or beautiful lilies. Can you tell if it was grown in a greenhouse versus someone's backyard? Probably not.
Yep, probably not. It's interesting, too, because I was sent some statistics on this, and there was a study, as you know, that was done by the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and they talk about, in this, the production of lab-grown diamonds, and they say it's going to scale up to 20 million carats by 2030. You mentioned millennials. Is that part of the reason why?
Yes. Increasingly these days, millennials really don't want to be associated with something that's wildly destructive to the environment the way mined diamonds are. They don't really want their money going directly or indirectly to support tyrants, dictators, and child labor. So that's one of the huge attractions driving the increase in lab-grown diamonds and the pure-grown diamonds. The other factor, frankly, is just there's an increased world demand. People in China and the rest of the world see see the United States, and they see old Elizabeth Taylor movies and new movies, too, and people like diamonds. And
yeah.
as more and more of the world enters the middle class, they want the things American middle class people have, which is diamond rings, diamond earrings, etc.
Yeah. With the... You know, with the lab-grown diamonds, is it still the same thing where I can shop? Okay, it's already been grown, and I'm just shopping what kind of cut I want, what kind of clarity and color and what you would normally do with diamonds?
Sure. These come in brilliant and emerald cuts, princess cuts. They come in fancy pink, bright yellow, colorless, or white. And the best thing is to just go to a local jeweler you know and respect, and... If they don't have pure-grown diamonds, they can get them for you. If you want to make sure before you start driving around town, you can always go to puregrowndiamonds.com and type in your address, and the website will tell you the closest jeweler to where you live that carries lab-grown and pure-grown diamonds.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Have you ever, I think it'd be cool to see it go from to be in that lab, frankly, and to see it go from when it's being grown to the end product. I mean, that would be neat to watch that process. Have you seen the process?
I haven't, but again, we're talking about, the whole process is about 9 months long.
Yeah.
The process in the greenhouse is 9 to 12 weeks. So
wow.
The process is interesting. As far as looking at any one second, it is a slow process.
Yeah, slow process, but it has to be really cool to see that. All right, we're going to get the show somewhere where we can get near watching the diamonds grow. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. Do you have a favorite cut of diamond? Princess cut, right?
I have purchased princess cut and brilliant cut myself.
I know, it's so complicated. All right, a lot of fun. TJ, thanks so much, TJ Walker.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. Wow, interesting talking to TJ about it. I know I'm fascinated by this whole process. You heard me mention to him how I'd love to see the process from the very beginning. I mean, in my head, it's like planting carrots, like planting something in this lab, watching it grow, and then, as he said, the whole greenhouse part. I think the significance here is the key things he said. Younger people want nothing to do with the mined diamonds, and that means a lot of what Amnesty International did, that movie Blood Diamond, the awareness of what was happening really is starting to hit home with some people. And you talk about the demand for diamonds by 2030 to be 221 million carats. That's pretty big, and how much of that is we're talking about that's going to be grown is so interesting. And I think that this will just continue to ratchet up. I mean, I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger by comparison. And again, especially when you talk about the whole mine diamonds thing versus that very cool, very 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 cool thing of lab-grown diamonds that are exactly the same. So there's no difference whatsoever between the two. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.